Because every time we fight, we lose. Does it really make sense to you?
Talk to me anymore
when I come through the
door at the end of the day.
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me.
Looking to new possibilities in digital songwriting, Dr. Henry Adam Sveck introduces us to Livingston, an artificially intelligent computer devised by Sveck and programmer Mirek Plihal. A decidedly lower-fi version of a kind of Watson from Jeopardy fame, Livingston nevertheless operates under similar algorithmic terms. She/He uses natural language processing and machine learning to scan a comprehensive Canadian folk song data repository and output new and unique scores for the genre to be interpreted by human performers. We're going to hear Dr. Henry Adam Sveck discussing his invention Livingston with you now.
Livingston is an artificially intelligent digital organism capable of accessing the totality of the history of Canadian folk music and generating new yet hyper-authentic Canadian folk objects via her algorithmic agents and compression formats. Livingston does not produce sound, only transcriptions of lyrics and harmonic progressions to be interpreted and performed by humans. Livingston is named after the iconoclastic Canadian folklorist Staunton R. Livingston, Of particular interest to the engineers of Livingston has been Stottenar Livingston's famously communistic theory of phonography. Livingston believed that culture is a collective resource which must be held vigilantly in common, and he sensed that technology and art and folk music could each play a role in drawing attention to this key point. Livingston carries forward Livingston's mission by elegantly defamiliarizing the digital networks across which so many are currently building profits, exploiting everything, and wallowing idiotically in their own images. Livingston is the product of collaboration between the Canadian folklorist and song collector, Dr. Henry Adam Svek, and the Czech programmer and computer scientist, Mirek Plihal, who were artists in residence together during the spring of 2013 at the Klondike Institute of Art and Culture in Dawson City. Although the two initially came to Dawson to work on their own individual projects, Svek on a collection of Klondike attempted murder ballads, Plihal on an iPhone app about Newfoundland, it turned out they were both interested in questions of archivization and integrity. Thus, they pooled their talents and time in an effort to build something that might matter. Livingston understands Canadian folk music in the sense that all harmonies and words, all rhymes and choruses, all phlegmy voices and stomping feet, all is at Livingston's fingertips. This state of receptivity is a feature of position A, as Plihal has termed it, of Livingston's broader arsenal of functionality. When we pull the lever over to position B, so to speak, for there are no levers here, we see Livingston boil down and condense the data which she is uniquely capable of grasping in its clarity and completion. You could think of position A as the input and position B as the output. Position A takes a snapshot of the guts of Canadian folk music and more. Position B prints them out onto a roll of paper, which can be passed around, memorized, and even sung by a raggedy group on a rainy night in a basement bar in London, Ontario, for instance. It's true that this might be an archive in motion, but archives in motion are also capable of finding their feet at the decisive moment, like a wily but strong CFL slot back to consider just one randomly accessed analog. Although she's lived a relatively short life as both creator and curator of Canadian folk song, Livingston has already dealt with many topics. She's transmitted songs about easy curry recipes, about digging ditches in Tilbury, Ontario, about neo-Nazi environmentalism, about stinging nettle, about Ari Lautenschlager revolution and fashion, about space travel, just to give you a sense of the range. She has made use of many source materials. Livingston has thus far exhibited a keen ability to focus on the structural level of the song. Yet, Livingston has seemed with each successive work to rekindle her love for language and for Canadian folk music. With each successive work, Livingston has seemed to begin again, as if for the first time. In other words, we have needed to help our Livingston to think about issues of scalability. So, in addition to the requisite tangles with problems and debates in the fields of artificial intelligence and artificial life, it has behooved us to look to Canadian folkloristics and to the traditions of the country pop and rock LP for guidelines as to how a collection of Livingston's produce might be made compatible with the general public. Although it quickly became clear to us that Livingston would need a guide of sorts, I've attempted a soft modality of curation. How does one present a jumble of rapidly multiplying shards as a comprehensible, complete, and necessarily tragic whole? How does one caress the stacks of our libraries and computing clouds with procreative touches? And what about the apparent glitches or errors? What about that bourgeois sin called plagiarism? Does one let apparent aberrations stand, or does one snip them out? One does both, is the answer, but one must decide when and how deep to go. One must get in the middle, but not in the way.
Heart of the Matter. Benny Nemirovsky Ramsey's The Burden begins with a solo human voice and a single lyric, the pronoun I. At first uttered self-consciously, as if breaking the ice on a difficult topic, Ramsey's utterances become gradually synthesized and abstracted, taking us musically in many directions. Though the typical pop song might often be directed toward the proverbial you, it may also reveal just as much to us about the singer-songwriter's me, or I, as the case may be. Benny's multidisciplinary works often tackle identity, attachment, and vulnerability by using the most intimate access we get to a stranger, their voice. Here's Benny Nemirovsky-Ramsey's The Burden.
I.
Divya Mehra's artworks investigate ideas of diaspora and constructs of diversity through a multitude of visual, sonic, and textual strategies. Though her work is heavily research-based, her projects tend to also have a wry sense of humor and, sometimes, use hip-hop music to express her ideas. For Bapu, Posthumous Overture takes Tupac Shakur's 1996 track, I Ain't Mad At Ya, and arranges it for solo cello. To give an important contextual translation for this piece, the word Bapu is a Hindi word for father, and the work is made in reference to Gandhi, as Bapu was the pet name the people of India had for him. Here's For Bapu by Divya Mehra.
Thank you.
Night's Night. The Bad PI is a weirdo pop duo of artists Aaron Weldon and Mitchell Weeb. If you were to have walked down Barrington Street in Halifax on any given night between 2011 and 2013, you might have seen these two performing. In the storefront windows of the old Roy building, where their studio spaces have now been demolished for condo gentrification, of course, you'd see them performing in mannequin-like affect, their voices and poetry in unison, and their bodies embedded in and amongst their strange installations. Paintings in blacklight, cassette tape webs, found objects, and other collaborators. I've included three songs here. In The Voice, Aaron and Mitchell do a call and response. Maholi Naj features Winnipeg artist and Pastoralia collaborator Ray Fenwick. And Take Your Time meanders along slowly to get us ready for the final track in the program. Here's The Bad PI.
I can see the past. Someone else is gonna
Last, but of course not least, we round out the top songs by slowing things down further to the slowest kind of song, the lullaby. D'Arcy Wilson's recent work investigates the gap between humans and animals, with her enacting all kinds of performances in futile attempts to close it. In her piece, Tuck, which also exists as a video work, you'll hear alternating sounds of her action of walking and her voice singing. Tiptoeing from one vitrine to the other in the Banff Park Museum, Wilson sings lullabies written specifically for the taxidermied animals who have held their positions there for the last century. Absurd and quiet, this is where I will leave you, dear listener, with D'Arcy Wilson's Tuck. Good night.
Safe and warm in your little shells, I will keep you cozy and well. Stay sleeping till the coming morn. Stay sleeping till the coming morn. I will watch over you while you sleep. Your secrets and promise I will keep. Stay sleeping until you are born. Stay sleeping until you are born. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna find you a pretty bird. And if that pretty bird won't play. Mama's gonna find you a mountain jay. And if that mountain jay flies back, Mama's gonna find you a whiskey jack. And if that whiskey jack chirps by, Mama's gonna find you a bright magpie. And if that magpie won't play along, you're still the cutest bird with the sweetest song. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. You are by far the prettiest bird. Lullaby and good night. Let my baby sleep tight while moonbeams overhead light my darling sweet head. Close your eyes now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed. Close your eyes now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed. Sleepy head, close your eyes. Mother's right here beside you. I'll protect you from harm. You awake in my arms. The night is calm and I am here. So sleep on with no fear. The night is calm and I am here. So sleep on with no fear. Deep in the valley, the berries are red. The dew that is falling will make your fur wet. So give in to your yawning, come into your lair. The morning will be dawning soon, little bear. Tomorrow the sun will shine, but until then, you will be cozy and dream in your den. Dream of the wind whispering through the trees. Dream about eating buffalo berries. Sweet bear, I love you and wish you good night. I hope you rest well and I hope you sleep tight. For tomorrow when you wake from your warm bed, a bright summer's day will await you ahead. Slumber time is nigh, my dear. Put down your branch. approach and gather near. Ooh, ah, the night shall come to the pond so fast, the moon so bright, reflections are cast. Ooh, ah, it's time to rest your weary head. It's time at last to go to bed. Ooh, ah, whisper softly, I am here. Rest your head, sleep without fear. You are safe, your bed is warm. You can sleep here with no harm. Beautiful dream herbs awake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Gone is the rude noise heard through the day. Lulled by the moonlight has all passed away. Beautiful dream herbs, kin of my soul. This dweller thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamers, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamers, awake unto me. Don't cry, little one, I am here. Wipe your eyes, darling, do not fear. While we wait for starry skies, rest your head and dry your eyes. Dream of tomorrow's bright sunlight, and I will keep you safe tonight while we wait.
For all Quebecers, we must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Do you know about love?
What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Got a lot on my mind. I'm thinking I need. You bring me.